We're joined in the media center by number one qualifier, John Force. John, you ran a time yesterday during Q2 of 3.899 at 321.88 miles per hour. This is your 157th career number one and second of 2019. Talk about that hot rod of yours.
Well, nothing's changed since yesterday. It just got hot. So you all know the interview. You already got it. But good to be standing here. I lost some points. I didn't know till later because I'd crossed the center line. And so maybe that'll help me stay in the number two spot. I don't know. I may fall down because of the points that I lost. But no, give credit to my baby girl, Courtney, but naturally Brian Carotti, Daniel Hood, and the team. All the kids that make it happen. Gave me a good car. Came out, ran 97. A little warm, but that gives us a race day tune-up. So we're ready.
So you talked about that because Courtney won here last year with that same team. Does that help for tomorrow?
It all helps. That car was really fast last year, and then there was some rule changes on things that she changed her car, and it just wasn't there anymore the way it was. Because, I mean, it had 10 low qualifiers or
11.
Something. 11 low qualifiers and won 5 races.
Four.
Mm-hmm. So it was a good car, but a lot of things different, you know. NHRA is trying to take us down a road, you know, for financial reasons, and they're right about that. And we're having to adapt. We can't even look at the runs that we made, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago. We got to adapt to these racetracks. But I still say to the family that bought this track, this track just has the best surface. And 89 broke the track record. I didn't know that till today. But I want to thank them. That's very important. Great family.
You come in today knowing it's going to be hotter. Nobody's probably going to better your run. Your crew chiefs are probably tuning for Sunday. What are you doing as a driver to get ready for that?
I don't tune. I do autographs and take care of the fans and the sponsors and mainly try to stay cool, yeah. Stay calm, keep the body temperature down, and, you know, and get out there and, you know, drive your car. Reaction times are off for everybody, and I'm really terrible. So I got a lot of work to do tomorrow if I'm going to get 150, but I'm sure going to try. That's why I come here. But don't need all that to get in your head. You know what I'm saying? And if it comes, it'll come, and it will.
John, how is Brian Carotti different from other crew chiefs you had in the past? I mean, obviously, he's been a champion with Antron, and he brings his own style and his own flavor. Tell us how he's different.
Well, him and Daniel Hood, that's why I put them together. They race together. They're like father and son, they say. But they raced together years ago, so it was an opportunity. You know, Coyle taught me years ago with Bernie Federle, you need two crew chiefs anymore. One guy can't do it, especially if somebody gets sick. And so to find the right people to put together, it's hard. And Danny and really wanted to go together with them. And so it really worked good. But he's a good guy. He's hard on me. You know, you think you're the 16-time champ going after 150? He don't care. He wants to win. And he wants to win every race. He wants to run low ET. But all racers think that way. He just, you know, he says it. And when I make mistakes, he's the first one to tell me. But that's good because you need to know. But usually when I make a mistake, I already know. You know what I mean? But no, we're all working together. We're learning to know each other. You know what I'm saying? He had a rough last week. His wife, Jackie, lost her dad. And he was a little upset at Atlanta over a lot of stuff. And I didn't realize how all that took place. So, anyway, we live and love and forgive. Whether it's me or him, it's just if crew chiefs are like a marriage, and trust me, I've had the roughest marriage in the history of this sport, but I've kept it together, and I always say, she loves me, she just don't like me, my wife Lori, but we stay together, take care of the kids, and life is good, and a crew chief is that same kind of marriage, and you got to get through the ups and downs. It was a joke. Boy, this room is young. What are you all, 12 years old? Was that a bad joke?
No, it was funny. I got it.
I'm sorry.
That was great, John.
Trying to be cute.
That was awesome.
It didn't work. Okay. That's the old John Force. This is a new one. I'm heading for church.
Thank you, John Force.
Any questions?